Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready for a good show?
Hi friends, my name is Peter, welcome to the show. Today's topic is small talk.
And our title is Using Math. Using Math. Peter, I have a math question for you.
Ooh, a math question, great. Like, what's the square root of the sum total of the volume times mass parallel to its variables?
Never mind. How about let's just practice reading together? Here's today's Read It.
Everyone is discussing shapes. James wants a round table for his new apartment. He doesn't want a rectangular table. At a round table, people can sit in a circle. Linda and Alex are eating dinner at a new restaurant tonight. The restaurant serves food in strange shapes. The chef bakes bread in triangles and cuts vegetables into diamonds.
Thank you, Peter. So we are talking about math today, but of course we are going to be using English too. It's important to learn how to say this kind of things in English.
Yes, you are right. Hey, Marie, do you like math?
I actually enjoy math, but I liked it up to a certain level.
Oh, okay. So once it got harder and harder, you didn't enjoy math class so much.
That's right. All right. Well, let's learn more about math, but first, let's learn our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天会学到用英文讲不同的形状。首先 ,James 说他想买一个圆桌。James wants a round table. 这里的 round 是形容词圆形的。Taylor 也喜欢圆的餐桌，因为这样的话大家就可以围着圆圈吃饭了。People can sit in a circle. 名词 circle 就是圆圈。Alex 和 Linda 今天晚上要到一家新的餐厅用餐。餐厅是 restaurant。They are going to a new restaurant. 这家餐厅最特别的地方就是把做的食物弄成奇怪的形状。They make food in strange shapes. 形容词 strange 就是奇怪的。比如说他们烘焙的面包都是三角形的。They bake bread in triangles. 三角形就是 a triangle.还有他们会把蔬菜切成菱形，在英文里他们觉得菱形跟钻石的形状一样，所以用钻石 diamond 来表示菱形。They cut vegetables into diamonds.
Hey James, how's your new apartment?
It's good. Thanks, Taylor. After work,I'm going to buy a new dining room table.
Great! What kind of table do you want?
I want a round table. And I want a table made of wood.
I like round tables. Then people can sit in a circle.
Yes, rectangular tables seem less friendly.
Wait a second. Before we start...I need to get caught up on some news. James moved?
Yes. Don't you remember? He has a new apartment. Didn't you hear?
Oh, great. So how's the new apartment?
It's great. Well, Marie, how is something? That is a good question. We can use this question to learn about something. Is it good? Is it bad?
Right. How is your mom?I heard she was sick.
She is better, thank you. How is your new TV?
It's great. Thanks for asking. So, let's learn more about James. He is going to buy a new dining room table.
Oh, great, for his new apartment. And when is he going?
He is going after work. We can talk about time like this. Before, during,After. Before work, I eat breakfast. During work, I ate lunch. And after work, I will eat dinner.
So what kind of table does James want?
That's another great question. Let's talk about it for a little bit. What kind of something? Things have different kinds, right?
Yeah, there are different kinds of cars. There are cars for 4 people, 2 people. There are trucks. There are many different kinds.
Yes, and there are different kinds of cats, like Persian cats and Siamese cats.
So let's look at what kind of table James wants. He wants a round table. And I want a table made of wood, is what he says.
Oh, I like things made of wood. Let's learn more about this phrase with Christina.
James 说他想要一个木头制的桌子。I want a table made of wood. 我们来看看这个句子的结构。前面的 I want a table 应该是没问题，我想要一个桌子。后面的 made of wood 是一个过去分词片语，用来修饰前面的 table， 所以它其实是 a table which is made of wood， 精简的结果。比如一个叫做 Ronnie 的男人正在外面等着，原句是说 A man who is called Ronnie is waiting outside。如果用过去分词的说法是 A man called Ronnie is waiting outside。再来看一句 ,Jason 写的报告很棒。原句是 ,The report which is written by Jason is excellent. 可以写成 ,The report written by Jason is excellent.
Thanks, Christina. Well, let's talk more about this. Things made out of something. Can you think of something made out of wood?
Ah, yes, I can.I know a cabin in the woods. Sometimes they're made out of wood, right?
Okay, a pencil is made out of wood. Now let's see, a car is made out of metal. Can you think of something made out of glass?
Yes, I can. Things like plates and my table at home, they're all made of glass. And some bottles, too.
Sure, and like a window is made of glass.So this is a round table. Why does Taylor think a round table is a good idea? I like round tables. Then people can sit in a circle.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then James says that the rectangular tables seem less friendly. All right, well, before we continue, it's time to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.James says that rectangular tables seem less friendly. I guess he means everyone can't see each other. What do you think, Peter?
Less friendly? Well, I don't know. Round tables, everyone can talk to each other, but a rectangular table, people can too. I guess it just depends on what kind of person you are. Well, let's get back and look at conversation B. We can watch it together.
Linda, we can have dinner tonight at 8 p.m.
Wonderful! Which restaurant are we eating at?
A new restaurant. It's called Simon's Shapes.
That's a strange name.
Yes, but the chef's name is Simon, and he prepares food in strange shapes.
What do you mean?
Well, he bakes bread in triangles.And cuts vegetables into diamonds.
Our friends Alex and Linda are having dinner together tonight.
Yes, they are going to have dinner at 8 o'clock p.m. Remember, when we are talking about the time of day, we use this word at in front of the time.
Yes, at 8 p.m. That's wonderful. And it's wonderful. That just means really, really good. They will be going to a restaurant called... Oh, I forgot.
Oh, well, which restaurant is it?
Well, it's a new restaurant.
Okay, a new restaurant? Oh, yeah, it's called Simon's Shapes.
Yes, it's called Simon's Shapes. Not only that, but this is also our grammar point today. Let's visit Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. I know that you are all so excited. If you want to say that something is called something, you can use this grammar point. For example, it's called the Corner Cafe, or the book's called The Little Prince. Great job, everyone. Now you're ready to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So we can talk about names of places this way. I like one restaurant for lunch. It's called Fat Joe's.
I like another restaurant. It's called The Door.
Well, I want to open a new restaurant by myself. I would call it Marie's Mystery Meat.
That's a strange name.
No, it's not. You would order your dish and I would use different meats. You would never know what it was. How exciting! Marie's Mystery Meats.
That's a strange restaurant. That's a strange name. But that's also today's
calendar phrase.
That's a strange name.
That's a strange name.
那是个奇怪的名字。
Well, I have three sons.
Oh, what are their names?
Tinker.
That's a strange name.
Bobo.
That's a strange name.
And Pumpkin.
That's a strange name.
Oh, and I have a cat.
And what's your cat's name?
David.
Strange. That's a strange name.
That's a strange name.
那是个奇怪的名字。
So let's get back to this restaurant. It's called Simon's Shapes. That's a strange name. But why is it called that?
It is called that because the dishes are prepared in strange shapes.
Oh, shapes. Well, let's review some shapes together. A circle. A circle is round. Peter, what are some things that are in a circular shape?
Well, a ball is round. It's in a circle. A square that has four sides. That's rectangular. But this place has different shapes. Strange shapes.
Oh, strange shapes? What do you mean?
Well, he bakes bread in triangles and cuts vegetables into diamonds.
Oh, that is strange. Well, let's go to Christina. She can tell us more about this word, triangle.
Alex 说这家餐厅很特别，主厨把面包烤成三角形的形状。He bakes bread in triangles. 名词 triangle 是今天的单字。我们要来看看它的字首 T-R-I。字首 try 通常有三个的意思，像 angle 是角度的意思，所以 triangle 就是三角形了。另外讲到什么东西的三倍就用 triple， 如果有人得到三倍的薪水，那就是 triple pay， 也是字首有 T-R-I 的字。在美国有一家做汽车保险和相关服务的公司，公司名称的缩写是三个 A， 念起来就是Triple A， 还有 cycle 可以用来表示脚踏车，所以 tricycle 就是三轮的单车。如果是三胞胎的话，就是 triplet。
Thanks, Christina. Well, something that's a triangle that has three sides. I think of something like a slice of pizza. Ooh, I could eat a slice of pizza right now.
Oh, yeah, me too. But you know what, Peter? You can't, because we have to do something very important. Friends, it's time to review those keywords. Let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Round. Round. Wheels are round. So are most coins.
Circle. Circle. I ran in a circle around the house.
Restaurant. Restaurant. He eats at this restaurant every Friday.
Strange. Strange. What a strange noise. I'm scared.
Triangle. Triangle. Triangles are shapes with three sides.
Diamond. Diamond. Two triangles make a diamond. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Hey, James. How's your new apartment?
It's good. Thanks, Taylor. After work, I'm going to buy a new dining room table.
Great! What kind of table do you want?
I want a round table. And I want a table made of wood.
I like round tables. Then people can sit in a circle.
Yes, rectangular tables seem less friendly.
Linda! We can have dinner tonight at 8 p.m.
Wonderful! Which restaurant are we eating at?
A new restaurant. It's called Simon's Shapes.
That's a strange name.
Yes, but the chef's name is Simon, and he prepares food in strange shapes.
What do you mean?
Well, he bakes bread in triangles and cuts vegetables into diamonds.
Shapes are all around us. And right here, we have some shapes we will show you. So, Peter, what do we have?
Well, it looks like we have a basketball. Let's start with that.
Yes, we do. A basketball is round. It's in the shape of a circle. Also, a pizza pie is round, and you can see it's in the shape of a circle, too.
That's right. Ooh, I love pizza. That has everything I want on it. So I brought a box of pizza. A box is a square or a rectangle. And, of course, inside every box of pizza, you get pizza.
Ooh.
And this is a slice of pizza, so it came from that one. But this isn't round. What shape is this?
No, it's not. This is a pizza slice, and this pizza slice has three sides, so it's a triangle.
Hey, that's great. So round, a circle, triangle, and a square. You'll find shapes all around you, so now you can say them in English. Try to find them in your home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we enjoyed this, but now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch together.
Come on, Ginger. Let's go home and eat.
No, James. I don't want to eat at home anymore.
Why not? What's wrong with eating at home?
I don't like our kitchen table.
What's wrong with our kitchen table?
It's not friendly.
What do you mean?
It's a rectangle, and rectangle tables seem less friendly.
I agree. I like round tables better. People can sit in a circle and talk.
Exactly. So Let's get a round table.
Okay, we can shop for one tonight.
Yay! Or what about a triangle table? Are they friendly too?
The street, give a smile to those you meet, then open up your mouth and say, things are looking good today. Talk about things that you can see, talk about what you want to be. There's so much that you can say, words can make a better day. Don't say things that make people sad, try saying things that make them laugh. Helpful words will make them strong, with positive words you can't go wrong.
This world will be a better place if we live in love and practice grace.
Peter, today I was actually feeling a little scared.
Scared? Why were you scared?
Well, because we were going to talk, or we did, talk about math. But you know what? It was actually really fun, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. We see shapes all around us, round, square, triangle, and now we can use our English, and that's what today was about. Not so much the math as learning the English for the math.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of fun learning about shapes. We'll see you again soon, friends, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.